Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, June 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Milton Babb, the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Birthdays, quite a few. Larry McMurtry, the author of Lonesome Dove and many other Texas tales, is 77 today. This is from August Audibles.
When Augustus came out on the porch, the blue pigs were eating the rattlesnake. Not a very big one. It had probably just been crawling around looking for shade when it ran into the pigs. They were having a fine tug-of-war with it, and its rattling days were over. "Hey, you pigs get," Augustus said, kicking the shoat. "Head on down to the creek if you want to eat that snake."
Tony Curtis, born this day in 1925. Poet Allen Ginsberg, born this day in 1926. Singer-songwriter Curtis Mayfield is 72 today.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
CNN anchor Anderson Cooper is 46 today. This day in history, June 3rd, 1965, astronaut Ed White becomes the first American to walk in space from the Discovery Channel.
Test word from Houston. We're ready to have you get out whenever you're ready.
Okay, we better go now. Is that right?
Affirmative.
Ed White popped the hatch and stepped out 178 miles above Hawaii. Floating free, he had become a second spacecraft, flying formation with Gemini at nearly 18,000 miles an hour.
June 3, 1989, the Chinese government begins the crackdown on protesters in Tiananmen Square. Number one on the charts, 11 weeks at number one, an otherworldly tale of the Old West, Vaughn Monroe and Ghost Riders in the Sky.
If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on a rain. Then, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yay!
Yippee-yi-yay-o!
On the KETR events calendar, Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m., the Creative Arts Center in Bonham presents Jam Night, a monthly get-together for musicians. The Creative Arts Center is located at 200 West 5th Street. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Larry McMurtry, who turned 77 today. An excellent writing tip. You expect far too much of a first sentence. Think of it as analogous to a good country breakfast. What we want is something simple but nourishing to the imagination. And indeed, we heard a good example moments ago, the first sentence from Lonesome Dove. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb, the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
John Mark, how are you today?
Well, doing great. Now, Milton, you know we do a thought for the day, and today it is from W.C. Fields. Start every day off with a smile and get it over with.
I like that.
No sense overdoing it. Says W.C. Fields.
All right. Think he also said, if at first you don't succeed, try again, then quit. There's no use being a darn fool about it.
That sounds like W.C. Fields. All right, Milton, what's the situation? We've read some about the relationship between the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the city of Greenville, so very briefly, where does that stand?
Sure. Well, of course, we every year apply for funding to the city of Greenville for hotel motel tax revenues. In order to bring visitors to Greenville. And we are funded for that same purpose through September 30th of this year, meaning we're still going to be working on the behalf of bringing visitors to Greenville, at least through that time. Now, the decision of the council the other evening was that they wanted to look at bringing that function in-house after the current fiscal year. But we're playing it by ear at this point to see what happens after September 30th, but right now we're still in business and operating on that same mission.
All right, well, some events coming up, some musical events, and Greenville just getting to be very much a musical mecca. There is an event coming up in August. It's an oldies concert, some very big names.
Oh, and I've heard a lot of buzz about this, several people excited about it.
Yeah, Chuck Negron of Three Dog Night is part of that show, and Mark Farner of Grand Funk.
and the principals of the Turtles. So some big names from the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah, and those are songs that are like in sort of in everybody's playlist in the back of their minds, right? They all know those songs.
Right.
So it sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, and so this is August 16th. That will be in the Municipal Auditorium. And then coming up in October, and this is, I know you've been more involved in this, this is the Bob Wills Fiddlers concert and festival, October 31st through November 2nd.
Yes, this is a pretty exciting thing, and this was the brainchild of somebody we know well in the Greenville music scene, which is Larry Green Jr. He's a local attorney who helped hatch the Kenneth Threadgill series, who's brought a lot of great stars to the auditorium also. And so he and the several other people at the Board of Development, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, other radio stations, other interested parties, I mean, we're a lot of city staff, a lot of folks have been working together on this, and we think it's going to be a signature event for the town.
Is this the first time it's been done anywhere, or is it moving from some other location?
No, this will be the first actual branded Bob Wills Fiddle contest.
And you do have a connection, that there's the approval of and the cooperation of the Bob Wills family.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we've met in most of these meetings. Carolyn Wills, his daughter, has been very active and is interested in the details of it, came to our town, has been very complimentary of the way we will be able to conduct this festival. She saw not only the Municipal Auditorium, which is a great venue, but she has been made aware of the Texan restoration that's going on, and the preliminaries are going to take place there. There will be concerts, public concerts, at the Texan and at the Municipal Auditorium. So this is a sort of a twofold thing. It's there for the fiddlers that are going to be competing, but it's also there are also going to be a lot of things for regular people to come see and do.
Well, that's going to be quite a weekend, isn't it?
October. It's Halloween.
Halloween.
To beat.
Not to mention Halloween, but October 31st through November 2nd. Now, you also mentioned Rally Around Greenville is very much still alive, and that there's no hesitation in that going forward.
That's right. This has become an event that people look forward to every year. It's grown every year. Last year was our biggest ever, most successful on many fronts, and we're certainly going to have it again this year.
And that's the last weekend in September,
The third weekend. It'll be September 19th through 21st this year.
Not much time left, but I saw one of your postings on Facebook here the other day, and you made reference to the fact that there's some more restaurants and bars getting ready to open up in downtown Greenville.
Oh, yeah, and, this is what's really pretty interesting, because it kind of goes in phases, but I can tell you right now there is, looks like construction underway on the Ain't Just Pies Cafe at the Farmer's Market on one end of the downtown area. At the other end, we're looking at a barbecue place. There's a Mexican food restaurant that opened last week, last Friday, I believe. There's at least one other place that will have both food and a major variety of draft beers on tap. So, and these are locations really all over downtown.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see.
Really starting.
And some loft projects, by the way, underway that are pretty exciting also.
Where people might live.
For loft living, yes.
Right, yeah. Milton, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, Jean-Marc.
Milton Babb is the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. When you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETV.